This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Maddie and Amy podcast.
Well, Manny, I actually do want to talk to you about being starstruck.
Oh, okay. Because is it because I'm in the room?
Always when you're in the room, because you are a bit of a celeb. But no, this happened to me yesterday. Mum and I were driving in the car to pick up my cousin, and we're driving, right? And then all of a sudden, Mum goes, "Oh my God!" And I'm like, "Oh my God, what is wrong with you?"
I really hope it was somebody good. Like, was it Beyonce walking down the Nepean Highway?
Better. Way better.
Okay.
It was Susan from Neighbours.
Oh. Every time you've done this starstruck thing before where you've seen another neighbour's person on a train.
Yes.
That just doesn't excite me, Amy.
No, I was so excited, Mum. And I was like, do we pull over? Like, do we go out and ask? Like, can we have a photo?
But don't harass people in public. She's a normal human being.
No, and she was also like in activewear and she was like running with some friends. But oh my God, it was Susan Kennedy on the streets of Toorak. I'm like, what are you doing here?
On the streets of Toorak. Okay. Yeah. She's got that neighbour's money now. She's been on the show for quite a while.
Yeah,
now.
She's one of like the longest running cast members.
Wow.
So she'll be making the bucks and like she's so beloved on the show as well. Which I don't know, Mum and I are really excited. We watch Neighbours every single night, so we're a bit, over the top with it.
Really? People still watch Neighbours?
Every single night at 6:30. Yes, I do. I have to get out of the show really quick to get home and make it.
Amy, it's really exciting to be able to do our job and interview people who do like singing, songwriting. It's such a great thing. Yeah. And we get to talk to a lot of different singer-songwriters. And one that we have in the studio right now is Sarah St. James. She is originally from Adelaide, but she made the move to Melbourne to pursue a music career. And she joins the list of other Aussies making their way to LA to write music as well. So you've actually gone to LA quite recently.
Yeah. I just got back in the end of August.
So wow.
Yeah. I've spent like 9 months there back and forth over the last 2 years. It's amazing. I love it there.
And I know that Bittersweet came out of an LA songwriting session. Mm-hmm. Can you just give us a bit of a taste of what that was like?
Yeah, of course. I wrote Bittersweet with a friend of mine in LA. And basically it was just a really emotional experience. And we postmates some rosé to his house and we sat on the couch and we just wrote the song in a few hours and it all just went super fast. Like, it was just a really natural experience and it was great, yeah.
Yeah, no, the lyrics are really quite like raw and honest. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what the song's about?
Yeah, so I was going through a really tough time in my relationship. My partner and I have been together for almost 7 years.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So we started to get to that point after we moved to Melbourne where, you know, when you do like a big life change, there's a lot of stress and stuff like that. You don't expect it. And we started to just, have a couple of things. And I started thinking, hang on, is this just me? Like, is it just me having these problems? Like, it usually is. And, I don't know. It was just really emotional. And I thought, let's just write down everything I think. And, that's what came out of it.
Now, I see all your Instagram videos and online. You're always posting in studios. You're constantly songwriting. I want to know, like, what do you do when you're not writing music?
A lot of the time I'm on the couch watching Judge Judy or Dr. Phil.
I love Dr. Phil. Same. He's my favourite.
Me too. No, I literally, like, I'm either writing or I'm just hanging out with my dog. Like, if you have me on Instagram or Snapchat, you know I'm just, my dog is my life.
Yeah, no, I've seen your dog. Yeah. It's very cute.
What kind of dog is it? What
She's
are we talking?
She's a Maltese Shih Tzu Jack Russell.
Oh, a little fluffy dog.
She's so small.
Oh. Yeah.
Do you put her in little costumes? And
I do, yeah. I've like hit up Kmart so many times, especially like 24/7 Kmart. I'm like, I need just outfits for her.
I need like that bee costume. Also the octopus on the head costume.
Yep.
Amy dresses up all of her animals.
And they're so spoiled. We just bought a yurt. Have you heard of a yurt before?
No.
It's like a little teepee tent. I just bought one for my cat.
Oh.
We'll talk about that later.
Yes, I need one of them.
Get a yurt.
Now, you identify as a queer woman. Do you have plans to write about queer experiences in the future?
Yes, 100%. I've actually got one that's sort of already almost finished. I've just got to get it produced. So, yeah, I like most of the time I'm just writing about stuff. And for me, like, I don't really think for myself personally, like a label is specific. So like, I'm very much a fan of just writing whatever feels right about whoever I want. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now I know there possibly will be a video clip for Bittersweet.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us a bit of like a sneaky clue as to what it's going to look like? What's happening with it?
Yes. Lots of candy, lots of lollies and lots of colour. I think like the juxtaposition, I guess, between the sadness of the song but the happiness of the film clip is what I'm totally into at the moment.
Amazing. Well, let's just visualise that imagery of sugar and candy while we listen to this new song by Sarah St. James. It's called Bittersweet and it's out tomorrow on all streaming platforms. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Thank you.
Maddie, I had a job interview during the week, right?
Oh, okay. You're quitting this job, are you?
I'm done. No, I never quit here. It's just like a little like side hustle, you know,
that kind
of job. And I got to
Wait, hold on. Let's just stop down for a second. Yeah. What do you mean a side hustle? Well, like what kind of street walking are you doing?
No, side hustle is like a huge thing at the moment where people, you know, on the side will have a beading industry little job where they make bracelets or they're an MC or they edit things.
Are you going to start a makeup business? Because I feel like that's the lane you could go down.
Oh my God. That's so sweet of you to say. I can't, unfortunately, because I'm not that talented.
You can't see Amy right now, but she does a very good winged eyeliner.
Thank you.
You won't leave the house without it.
No, I never like not have a wing. And like when I go out and like have to dress up more, it's like even more of an intense wing and there's like glitter involved.
Well, there you go. That could be your side hustle. Winged, Amy's winged eyeliner.
There you go. But unfortunately, not a makeup one. This is just like another job I was doing. And he asked, you know, the normal questions you would get asked in a job interview. Like, what are your strengths?
What are they?
I find this really hard to talk about. I'm like, I don't know, like on the spot, I was like, I'm friendly, I'm hardworking.
That doesn't sound very convincing.
No, I don't know.
Not hired.
Well, I don't know what to say. Like, how do you, because it's like, I find it like funny, like talking myself up, you know?
I'm the same.
Yeah. So he had lots of questions like that, which is fine. He's like, you know, what do you want out of the job? But then he asked me one question that really stumped me.
What was it?
And it was, Amy, what are your weaknesses?
Oh, I hate that question.
Because when he asked it, I'm like, there's always like a good answer for this. Like there's surely something to say that kind of makes you look good, but also like vulnerable, you know?
What did you say?
I said, I'm like, oh, I'm a bit of a perfectionist, right?
That can be a good thing,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, he did. He said, he goes, well, that's a good thing because like there's merit behind it. You like things a certain way and you love doing it. So it like, you know, pleases people, that type of thing. So he saw it as like a good thing. So I'm like, maybe I nailed this whole question. Melbourne singer, songwriter and producer Nathan Smart joins us in the studio.
Woo, woo, woo!
To chat about his brand new single that just dropped, which is it's called Future. How you going, Nathan?
I'm so good. Thank you for having me.
You're so
Thank you for having me. There we go. I'm live.
Amazing. You're also wearing a jumper that says Future on it.
Yeah, Maddie picked that up like straight away and I honestly didn't expect it to.
There you go. He's got his own merch and everything. Look at that.
I wish it's actually a new line at H&M. So if anyone wants to pick it up, some Nathan Smart merch there. They're stocking it at all H&M stores.
Yeah. Tell us about Future. What is it about? Is there an inspiration behind it?
So the song is like, I think as musicians, like everyone sort of learns that it's really, really hard to break through and to like, it's a career path that a lot of, you know, family and friends are like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah,
that's not a real career.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
The worst. How's that little music thing going? Yeah, I get it every Christmas.
Yes. So the song is literally just about, you know, deciding what your future is going to be and doing it, and who cares what other people think.
That is so wholesome. I love that. Now, you are a videographer yourself as well. So not only do you like write your own music, you also produce like all the music videos surrounding your music.
Yeah.
Is there like plans for a future music video?
I have like, I do have plans. I don't know if I'm going to do it because like videos are so expensive. Just little like on the download, they're so expensive. But I have a really cool idea. So if I can make it happen, hopefully it'll happen. And you can imagine it'll be very futuristic, lots of glass and mirrors.
For some reason, I'm visualizing that movie Time by Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
That's exactly I'm seeing in it. Like very futuristic, like cool costumes, robots.
Yep.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
Nathan, what do you think like makes the best song? Like content wise, is it a breakup? Something about friendship? Like what do you think makes it good?
I mean, I haven't actually written much about breakups or love or anything. I just sort of write, the way that I write music generally is I sort of come up with these fictional scenarios in my head. So I just think about, you know, like this, it's like writing a fictional book or something.
Okay.
I sort of like to create stories about people and build them through music, but some songs are about some people.
With Future, did you have like Future written in your Apple iPhone notes or was it something that just came out on the day?
It came out on the day. The verse is what we started with. So it was like starting with the verse and then we're just trying to figure out a concept that sort of encapsulated what I was talking about, and Future was just the best word for it. So, yeah.
Amazing. I also want to know like the process behind writing a song. Maddie over here is a singer-songwriter.
Yeah,
and I always
awesome.
I know, very good, very talented.
Stop.
But what was
my head's too big now.
What was it like for you creating Future?
It's really cool. I worked with Michael Painter and Michael DeLorenzis from M Squared, who are so cool. I love working with them. So yeah, the session was like, I don't know, it was just really fun. Me and Delo mostly sat together and we threw around ideas of what we were going to write about. And then I just kept drilling into this idea of like, you know, what I want to do with myself and my music career. And we started writing about that.
Do you think that you could write a song about true friends? Because Amy has been pestering me for a best friend song.
Yeah. Like a Jess Glynn sort of best friend.
Yeah, or like, I don't know if you've heard of Hannah Montana's True Friend. Have you heard of that song? That's what I want Maddie to write. Like, you're a singer songwriter. Use your talents for good.
Oh my God.
For once, Maddie. Come on.
Now, you are a YouTuber. That's how you kind of started in the music industry. Am I right in saying that? Yeah. What was that like?
I did YouTube, like the whole YouTube cover thing when Justin Bieber like blew up.
I watched some you did the other night. Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, I did like, you know, covers of Adele and Jason Derulo, you know, like all those things when I was like 12 and 13. And then I guess when I got to, you know, 18 years old, I kind of grew out of that and I've started releasing original stuff. But yes, YouTube's still an awesome platform for me to release music on.
Yeah, amazing.
Love it.
Yeah, are there any like Aussie artists out there at the moment you're really excited about?
I am obsessed with Chloe with an X, but it's like a silent X. Her stuff is so, so good.
We spoke to her on the show like 2 weeks ago. Yeah. She's incredible.
She's incredible. Her music is just like unreal, out of this world.
Great. And now, do you have any like new projects in the works? Even though you've just released a brand new single, is there anything else?
I've been writing a bit with a few people. So there's a few tracks that I'm like, this is cool. But you know, you got to add production and you got to like see how they vibe and see if anyone else is interested in what you're doing.
So. And then you have to pay for the production and pay for the mix and master and pay for the music video. Everything's so expensive.
It's so expensive being an artist.
So you have to have like a different person do all those things.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, it's really...
If you produce yourself, you can kind of mix a track to a degree.
Yeah.
But then you also have to like master it and make it sound like radio ready. Yeah. Amy's like, whoa.
She's like out of her
depth.
I produce some of my own stuff, but I always get someone else to mix it because like a set of fresh ears right at the end of the process is so valuable. Like it changes it and just elevates it to the next level.
Yeah. So everything is so expensive and I think it's really important and why we interview local artists is because we need the support. We need for people to listen to your music. And we're about to play one of your new singles right now. It's called Future. For everybody out there who's about to listen to this, what do you want them to know about it before we play it?
I just want people to know that if you have like a dream or if you have like something that you want to do, just do it. I know it's so cheesy, but like that's why I wrote the song and that's what I'm doing with my life. And like it's tricky and it's challenging, but I'm really passionate. So
I love that. That is so wholesome. Well, here it is, Nathan Smart. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Future, and it came out last week, did it not?
Yeah, like a few days ago.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Get it on every streaming service, of course.
Yeah, get it.
Maddie and Amy on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.